To the book of Joshua, chapter number 6. Thank God for the songs that have been sung and the way I feel already. Thank Him for stopping by when He doesn't have to, but I'm glad He chooses to. When you find the book of Joshua, chapter number 6, if you would, stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word. We're going to start around about the 10th verse there. And we're probably going to read till about the 20th. Joshua chapter 6, verse 10, begins to read like this. It says, "And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shall you shout. And the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took the ark of the Lord. And seven priests, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns, before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once, returning into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on this day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass on the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout. And for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all of that are in her house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye and the wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest any make yourselves accursed. When ye take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted. The people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city." You can be seated. And I thank you for that. I know that's a quite a bit of reading, and there's a lot that goes on in those 10 verses there. But if I can, and if God will allow me, I want to preach about this account that happened in the book of Joshua. Now we all know, let's go ahead and lay some groundwork. We all know that when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they were led by Moses. But when they gone through all the things that they went through, they crossed the desert, they crossed the Red Sea, and they spent several years in the wilderness and all these things. But the Bible says that Moses was not allowed to go into Canaan, but the Bible says that God took him up on a mountain and he let him see it. He let him see over into the promised land. But the Bible says that Moses didn't get to go, but they chose Joshua afterwards. Moses and God ordained Joshua to go ahead and lead the people over on yonder into Canaan's land. Now we know that through the process of time, now these people, that the children of Israel, they have always been the same. They've done everything. They would praise God for a little bit, and then they would fall back. And then they would praise Him for a little bit more, and then they would murmur. And they would praise Him for a little bit more, and then they would fight amongst each other. They would yell at each other and point fingers. And then they would praise Him a little bit more, and then maybe they would turn to idolatry. But I want you to realize something today. Nevertheless, God loved these people enough to go ahead and keep His promise. Don't forget Him. That He gave them a city and He gave them a land. I want you to understand something. When they came into Canaan land, I can just imagine the joy that overcame their heart. But I begin to think about the times that I've been so close to. Can you realize when they were walking in the wilderness that they were like a quarter mile away from Canaan? That's just how crazy these people were when they would murmur and they would fight. But I'll tell you something right now. If it was any of us today, we'd probably be doing the same thing. Because we're human. But I want you to realize something today. These people, when it came out of the city of Jericho. They actually, in this account, were following what God said. God told them how to do it. The Bible says that there was a man that had his sword drawn. And Joshua went up and talked to him. And the Bible, I believe it said that he was, he told him that he was the lead of the host. Or nevertheless, he was the captain of the host of God. I want you to understand something today. There's a lot of people that say that that was Jesus before his time to be made into a man. But I don't know. I'll just honestly say that all it says is that he was from heaven. So we know that that God sent down a special message to Joshua to let Joshua know that the city was theirs. I want you to understand something today. This man had his sword drawn. So what that tells me is he was ready to help him fight. I want you to understand something today. Whether that was Jesus before he was incarnate, I don't know. Or whether it was maybe just an angel, a messenger. All I know is that there is a man with his sword drawn, and his name is Jesus, and he's ready to will. He's ready and willing, Brother Mike, to fight our battles with us. More often than not, they're already won. The Bible says that Joshua told the people there that God told them if they would just follow his directions, that the city was already theirs. They didn't even have to fight. But thanks be to God above. That even though they went ahead and did what God had told them, I want you to understand something today. If we just follow God's instructions, we'll make it through and we'll take Jericho. Aren't you glad today? Hey, if we ever get there, I don't know. But we're going to talk about Jericho a little bit. And I want you to realize how that most of the men and women of the world around Jericho knew that it was an impenetrable city. But thanks be to God above, because there is a man with a sword drawn from heaven, they took the city with no problem. Hey, I want you to know something today. We ain't, man, my Jan, we ain't got nothing to worry about. Because the Bible, how many times did God tell those people here that I've already won the battle? Or trust me, the battle's fought. Or I'll go ahead of you. Or I'll protect you. And they won't touch you. So I want to charge you today. Go ahead and trust God. And just follow his instructions for your life. And we'll be able to take Jericho today. I want you to understand. I don't know. I have a hunch why that God told him. He gave him a 7-day span. To walk around the city. And on the 7th day, they were to walk around it 7 times. I have an idea as to why. Because the Bible does it not say that 7 was the perfect number. And God is perfect. I want you to understand something today. I'm not going to try to get into some big old theology type thing. I just trust the Bible. But I want you to realize something today. Nevertheless, I believe that the Bible says that these men and women and children walked around Jericho like God had told them to. And Joshua told them, don't make a noise. Don't do nothing until it's time. I want you to know something today. Thanks be to God above. How can you imagine walking down through 6 days? I want you to realize something today. I can just imagine that inside of their body or their soul, that one, each day that went on, maybe they got a little tired. Day one, probably was a piece of cake, Brother Sonia. But day two, maybe I could have been a little bit quieter, or a little bit harder for them to do. Can you imagine walking around with your family or your friends? And God says to do it this way. I'm a talker. I like to talk. So I'd find it hard for myself to be in their shoes and think,
and I would look over and see my brother or my dad or my mom, and I would just want to talk to them. Oh, but thanks be to God above, they didn't make a peep until God said peep. Aren't you glad today that God knows all things? Oh, and the Bible says that they followed it to a T, because Jericho's walls, they fell. Oh, hey, can you imagine where they stood walking around the city of Jericho, thinking to themselves, maybe Brother Chester, well, I don't even know if this city's going to fall. I don't know how God's going to make this work. I don't know how we're going to take the city. Look at it. It's huge. There's no way. Look at all the marks from the people that have tried and failed to take the city. Oh, but thanks be to God. The Bible didn't say that God told him to take a look at the city. It said that he told him just to march. I want you to know something today. Don't take a look at the city we're surrounding. Just march and just follow God. And thanks be to God, when it's time to shout, we'll shout. Hey, I want you to understand something today. The city of Jericho, I don't know if you know this or not. Maybe you do. Oh, but Jericho is what stood in the way of them in their conquest of Canaan. I want you to realize something today. Heaven forbid they go and they start for Canaan. Brother Sonia, in the hardest city that would have to fight be the very first one. Oh, but that's just how God works. I want you to realize something today. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, that when I think that something's going to be hard for me, or that there's no way that God will make it happen, He comes through every time. It don't matter what your Jericho is. It don't matter how hard you think it might be. You know what matters? Following God. The only reason Jericho fell, Brother Vernon, was because they did what God told them. Hey, but here's the bottom line. If they wanted Canaan, Brother Sonia, they were going to have to go through Jericho. I want you to realize something today. We may, as a church, have hiccups. We may have something in our path that we're not sure how God's going to take care of it. Oh, but He didn't tell them to worry. He didn't tell them to doubt. He didn't tell them to second guess. He just told them to march. And when it was time to let go of their voice, aren't you glad today when God lets us give Him praise? Hey, Jericho, here we go. Here it is. Jericho, I already told you, Brother Chester, that Jericho is what stood between them and Canaan. Oh, but after Jericho, they were going to have 31 kings to do. They were going to have 31 kings to go ahead and dethrone. Oh, but as I begin to think of my prior statement that I made, as I begin to think about how Jericho was going to be their hardest battle. Oh, but God put it first. Why? Because they would see that if they followed God and they made His way and they did what He told them, that the biggest city they would ever come against fell, because they are but a footstool to God. I want you to know, and I want you to believe, that God will conquer our greatest fears. Hey, Jericho itself was a city that actually had two tiers in it. There was a lower city, and then there was the big wigs, or the rich people, if you will. Oh, but the Bible, the studying that I did, said that the first wall, there was actually two walls. The first wall was 10 feet high. Oh, on the other side of that wall, there's the commoners. Oh, there were the people that were expendable. Oh, just in case somebody happened to scale that wall. Oh, but the second wall, on top of the 10-foot wall, was 15 feet high, and it was 6 feet wide. So I want you to understand this. It was 6 foot thick, full of mortar and brick and clay and all the things that they built with. Oh, and the Bible said that it was big enough for two chariots to be on guard at all times. So no wonder nobody had ever taken the city. Oh, but thanks be to God above, they had never met a God like mine. Oh, the devil, he may think that he's got us, and he may think that we're going to tuck tail and run. Oh, but thanks be to God above, the God that I serve has already conquered the devil, his son, conquered hell and the grave. And just so that you and I could conquer Jericho. Hey, we ought to be jumping out of our skin right now. I want you to know something today. Oh, that if God be for us, who could be against us? Oh, Brother James, you probably know this. I know some of you may or may not know. The doors of that city couldn't just be opened. They had to be tugged by several men. Those doors were impenetrable. The walls were impenetrable. Oh, but thanks be to God above, that the God that they came up against that day has already, he had already defeated an entire army of Egyptians. He had already fed his people in the wilderness. He had already gave them, the Bible. The Bible says that while they were walking in the wilderness, their clothes grew with them. So why wouldn't this God that loved his people that much go ahead and take care of the city? That's the same God we serve, people. That's the same God we love. That's the same God that lives inside of me. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, when I think things are impossible, God knows that they're possible. Hey, I don't know maybe if you read this or not. I'm sure most of us have. But the Bible says that when the walls fell flat, that don't mean crumble, don't mean rocks everywhere. I believe the ground swallowed those walls up flat. Oh, but the Bible says that every man went up into the city, didn't say down. Oh, thanks be to God above. When God gives us victory, we move on today. Why? Because, thank you, Lord. That every once in a while, when I trust you, I get to move up. Hey, man, I'm trying to get to the shout part. I'm trying to get there. But I want you to understand something today. If the children of Israel were going to get to Canaan, they were going to have to do everything God said. Oh, and I'm going to tell you today, church, if we're going to get where God wants us to be as Riverside Missionary Baptist as a whole, or you as an individual, we are going to have to trust and hang on to every word that he tells us, because he is the reason we're not lost anymore. He is the reason we have a home. He is the reason I give. every day. He is the reason that I feel him in my heart. He is the one that's going to come back to get me and you. And he is the one that created heaven for us to go someday. Just like Canaan's got their home, you and me got our home. Or just like Israel had their home, per se. You and I, we got our home. Oh, but we're going to have to conquer some stuff on our way there. I already done told you that Canaan was just the one of 31 kings that they were going to have to destroy. I want you to realize something today. Oh, hey, destroying a place like Canaan, oh, that would give me a little pick-me-up, wouldn't it, you? Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, when we think we're not going to win and God gives us a big victory, that builds my strength. Jerry, I want to say this. I believe that God had them walk around Jericho those many times. I believe there are several reasons why. I believe there's spiritual reasons why, and I believe there's natural reasons why. Naturally, I believe that it's because that they saw that every day that they walked by, that Jericho was the same. Oh, but on that day, on that last round, on the last day, when they let go of their shout, when they let go of their praise to God, that's when the city fell. Thanks be to God above. Oh, that when I praise God, he is a city-taking God. He's a wall-dropping God. And he is a home-promising God. Thanks be to God above that I serve somebody that keeps his promises. They quit on him so many times that they didn't deserve the promise, but he gave it to him anyway. Me, I've quit on him so many times, I don't deserve heaven, but I get it anyway. Because of the blood of the Son that was applied to my life, he knows I'm not good. He knows I'm not worthy. He knows I'll fail him. He knows I'll fall, but he loves me. Amen. He loves you. Hey, maybe, I don't know, maybe you've lost your cause. Maybe you've lost your purpose. Let me tell you something, friend. You think to yourself, maybe, I've been same place for too long. Why can't I get past this? Why can't I push past this? Maybe you're not giving your full faith to God. Maybe you need to trust him a little bit more, and you'll see your city fall. I want you to understand. Do you realize that Rahab, when they came into the city, those two fellows there, they were spying the place out. Rahab told him there, "We know who you are. We've heard about you. We know who you are. Oh, we're afraid of you. There's people that stay inside of their houses because of you. They're afraid." Well, thanks be to God that... Thanks be to God that when the devil hears his voice, he's got to be afraid. He's got to run. He knows that he's got no power. Thanks be to God above. When we're with God, the devil flees. Why? He's afraid of me. Hey, the devil ain't afraid of Dylan. He could have killed me in a heartbeat. Oh, but thanks be to God above that there's somebody that fights my battles for me. And he's afraid of that man. I'm trying to encourage you today, church. We serve a God that we serve a God that the winds, the waves, the elements of the world, the celestial things, even our hearts obey his voice. So here we are. It's time to shout. James, Day 7, 6 walks. But let me stop here and say this. Do you realize, Brother Chester, that the Bible says that God told him to do a certain way, that there was to be armed men in front, and then everything else was to follow? Do you know why? I want you to go there and I want you to read that, and I want God to open up your heart as to why that is. Friend, because do you realize that if they had just lined up however podunk way that they would have, that the city wouldn't have fallen? God tells us to do things a certain way for a reason. So let's not get ahead of him. Let's just follow what he says. It's often said like this: don't put the cart before the horse. Let's say it like that. Let's just not get ahead of him here. Let's follow what he says. Let's do what he says. And then there'll be someday, oh, when we'll be able to strut into Canaan. Oh, thanks be to God above. Oh, I'm thankful for the time. Oh, that God's going to give us what he knows we need. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, while we're walking around and we're fighting our battles, let's go ahead and trust God in everything he says. And every battle will be won today. Do you realize that the only battles they lost, very few, do you realize they lost them because God wasn't with them? I don't want to fight battles without God. Because they'll, hey man, the adversary, he'll decimate you and me. But God, he can't even hold a candle to God. Why? Because God's the creator of all things. The Bible says even the angels were created beings. That's why they don't understand grace. That's a message in itself. Do you realize that we serve a God that everything you see obeys him? That victory was a shoo-in for these people. They just had to trust. Man, our victory is bought. It's paid for. It's been done. It's been signed, sealed. Do you realize that the Bible says that God told him not to take anything from the city because the city was accursed? Why? We don't need nothing from the stuff that God kills for us. We don't need anything from them. We don't need anything from there. God will supply our every need today.
Amen.
I'm getting ready to come to a close. But here we are. I'm trying to get here. Here they are. It's time to shout. As I said before, 12 trips, actually. 6 on day 7 and 6 before. 12 trips. No doubt they were tired. No doubt their feet hurt. No doubt they were ready just to go ahead and take hold of the city. But they still had one more trip. But this was the good trip. This was a trip that meant something. Friend, you may... I don't know where we're at. I don't know if we're on trip 2, if we're on trip 12, or if we're on trip 4. I don't know if we're on trip 6. I don't have any idea. But when it's time, God will tell us. Do you realize the gravity in the... I may not even be able to get here. Do you realize the gravity inside of the voices of these people that God had to give them? Voices don't do nothing. You can barely... You might be able to shatter a glass. I've seen somebody do that on TV. Somebody shatter a glass with their voice. But to bring down an entire wall, an entire walled city, that took the power of God.
Amen.
Do you realize the gravity that God had to put inside of that boy, the voices of those people, to bring down an entire wall? Friend, when it's our time to shout, let's go ahead and let's shout. Because we don't understand the gravity that's inside of the praise that we give to God. We don't understand the reason why God tells us to shout when he tells us to. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When we shout on the right time, when we shout at the right moment, when we shout when it's time for God to bring down the walls of the city, when we really get in tune with God and we shout, then the Bible says that the walls fell and they took the city. Oh, but thanks be to God above. Oh, their voice had power. Our voice has power, church. Riverside's got power. Riverside is a stronghold. Has a strong
sir,
spot.
I believe so. Yes, sir.
I don't believe that's by chance, friend.
Nope.
Why? Pleasant Plain needs help, Brother Jerry. Milford needs help. Bland needs help. Goshen needs help. They need to hear the cries of God's people to know that He is God. Sing. Stand, please. Can you imagine when they heard the shout? Every day trumpets sound all day long. No doubt inside the walls of Jericho they were probably able to put those out of their mind. They may even started to mock them. Look at them out there again, walking around the city. They'll never get in here. Brother Jerry, when they shout, when they use their voice, when they gave their voice to God, God used it to give them strength. He wants to use us. He wants to use you. Oh, but you gotta want to be used. You gotta want to give Him your voice. You gotta want to be here. You gotta want to praise. You gotta want to pray. You gotta offer me. I gotta want to preach. Oh, but I gotta want to serve my God. Are we willing to do that? Are you willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that Riverside gets its Jericho? I am. Are we ready? Are you ready? You know, when I played football, they'd give us a little pep talk before every game. They would say, "Boys, it's game time. Are you ready to put everything out on the field? Are you ready to give them 100%? Are you ready to look at your brother next to you and to give him a pat on the back or to help him get to the ball? I want to charge you with something today. Are you ready to take Jericho? Are you ready to look at your brother and sister in Christ and to give them a pat on the back? Or to help them raise their hand. Or to help them reach heaven with prayer. I am ready." Are you? What's in your way? What's in our way? What's in our way, Brother Chester? Nothing. Why? God's already removed it. God's already taken it away, Brother Jerry. Any excuse I've ever come up with, God's plucked it right away. God, I'll never preach like that person. I already got one of them. I just need you. God, I don't have a good singing voice. The Bible says, make a joyful noise. Sing to me, and I'll enjoy it. I just want to have the energy to come. But do you remember that Christ walked the cross to Calvary to pay for your sin debt? Thanks be to God above. He was willing to walk. So I'm willing to do whatever I can to give it back to Him. Oh, I love Him this morning. I love Him this evening. I love Him so much. I owe Him every ounce of my being. In your way. Maybe you realize that a little bit later on they were sitting in the camp, Mapleton, because of a fellow named Aiken. What's in your life keeping you from being in tune with God? Aiken took stuff and hid it in his tent. Friend, you may be the one to be able to help Riverside break wide open. Don't let something stand in your way. They're getting in tune with God. Don't let the things of life that are mundane, that don't matter, tear you down completely to where God can't even use you. God sent you to preach for good words, so let's work.
Man, I'm getting preached at before. I love the Lord. I love you more than anything.
If I could choose God or my next breath, I would choose God.
Why? He's the one that's going to give me my next breath anyway.
So if I choose Him, I may or may not get my next breath.
Whether or not, do you realize the children of the three Hebrew boys that called that king?
Do you realize, King, that we're not afraid to talk to you? We're not afraid to tell you who our God is? And whether or not He brings us out of your hands, nevertheless, we will deliver us from you today.
They weren't afraid of the fire, Vernon. Their God was bigger than fire. Their God spoke with fire. He still speaks with fire today. But it's a fire that's put in our heart. I could almost imagine that each day that went by, each pass that they made, God stirred in them just a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. Friend, don't let anything stand between you and a victory.
Right. Amen.
Job, don't matter. Marriage matters to God. But if I'm telling you this right now, don't let your problems, don't bring them in here.
Right.
They don't have any place in here. You want your marriage to work out, God will fix it. You want your money situation to work out, Brother Jerry, do you know how many times that I've had $0 in my account and somehow my bills got paid? I don't know. God, that's how. How I've needed rides to work or I've needed a vehicle and somehow somebody has an extra vehicle that I get to have. God, why do we not trust Him? I don't know. Maybe it's our humanity. But friend, He's the only person you can trust. And if you'll let Him, He'll help you conquer Jericho.
Exactly right.
That's all I have. That's all I know to do. I'll leave you with this. Maybe you don't think you're strong enough. You're not.
Nope.
God is, though.
Not without God. No.
Maybe you don't think you're good enough. You're not. God is, though. Maybe you don't think you're worthy. You're not. God made you worthy. Amen. He loves you too much today to let you walk around Jericho pointless. He wants us to get to Canaan, friend. He wants us to get to where He wants us to be, or He wouldn't have set it there for us. Amen. We just got to get there. Are you ready to walk? Lord. Are you ready to take Jericho? And are you ready to get Canaan? I love you. Appreciate everybody. I would do anything for you. Is there anybody tonight that's got a